Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, kullu amal ibn Adam yudha'af. Every single deed that the son of Adam does, its reward is multiplied. Al-hasanatu ashru amthaliha ila sab'imi'ati dha'af. For every one good deed, Allah Azza wa Jal multiplies it a minimum of 10 times. Minimum. Any good deed you do, look, this is the generosity of Allah. Any good deed you do, Allah, a minimum, He multiplies it 10 times. And if you do a hasana, He doesn't give you one hasana. Minimum, He'll multiply it 10 times. Allahu Akbar, the generosity of Allah. إِلَى سَبْعِمِئَةِ ضَعْفِ. And it could be multiplied up to 700 times, depending on your sincerity and depending on your on your worship itself, how sincere it was, how perfect it was, how much khushu' was in this worship, and so on. قال الله, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا الصَّوْمُ, except the good deed of fasting. Except fasting. Fasting, it's not multiplied 10 times. It's not multiplied 700 times. You see, all the other good deeds, the minimum they're multiplied 10. The maximum they're multiplied is 700. Sometimes it could be multiplied more than that for whoever Allah Azza wa Jal wills according to the sincerity. Except fasting. Fasting is not multiplied by 10, nor by 100 times, nor by 700. It's not even multiplied by 1,000 times. Allahu A'lam. Illa Sawm. Allahu A'lam. The angels do not record the deed of fasting in your account. They don't know what the good deed for it is. They don't write it. They don't record it. They don't know what it is. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَإِنَّهُ لِي, fasting is for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, and I will give its reward. I will give its reward. This أَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ implies that the reward is so huge that Allah said, it's upon me. Leave it upon me. And you know, when a king says, and let's say you went to a king and you had a case, you had a need. The king would say, if he said to you, don't worry, we'll look after you. We will look after you and take care of you. Nothing to worry about. What does that mean? Does it mean that the king is going to give you $100 or $200 and you look after yourself? It means the king is going to give you a massive giving that would look after you for your entire life. Imagine the king of all kings. He's saying that the reward of fasting is upon me and I will reward for it. Allahu Akbar. And why? Why is the reward of fasting so huge? Because فَإِنَّهُ لِي, because it's sincerely done for Allah's sake. No one knows about it as opposed to all the other worships. When you pray, people can see you pray. You give zakat and sadaqat, maybe people know about it. You do hajj, people can see you do hajj. Umrah, people can see it. But fasting, no one knows about it. It's only between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why it has a great reward. It is pure sincerity. There cannot be any showing off in fasting. It's pure sincerity. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, يَدَعُ شَهْوَتَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي. He gives up his desire and food, meaning he gives up the luxuries and the enjoyments of this life. مِنْ أَجْلِي, for my sake. Allahu Akbar. You need to live with this word during Ramadan. During the days of Ramadan, live with the word of أَجْلِي. For my sake, feel that you're doing something for the sake of Allah. And you know what this means? It means that a person has preferred the obedience of Allah over the obedience of himself. You, your nafs wants to eat and drink. It wants it. And Allah wants you to give that up. So you say to yourself, I'm going to prefer what Allah loves over what I love. Allahu Akbar. And this is why the reward of fasting was such a huge reward that we don't know what it is. And fasting, it means that you've detached yourself from the luxuries and enjoyments of this life. Food, drink, and sexual relations. These are the luxuries and enjoyments of this life. During the day when you give that up, you've detached yourself from the luxuries of this life. Meaning, where are you now? You're attached to Allah Azza wa Jal. You are closer to Allah and to the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.